Accession number 20195, Real 1.
And then we had a sister, she worked there.
Which yard was it?
Duxford Shipyard.
Yeah.
I started on the Monday morning. Now when I got there on the Monday morning, there was another lady there. So that was the two of us, and we started in the sawmill, and we used to have to saw the wood.
How did you come to be down there? Did you go to the Labour Exchange?
The Labour Exchange, because I worked in Birmingham. Dunlop factory, and I came back, and then I went to the Labour Exchange, and of course, for a job.
Can you remember what year that was? Was it after the war had started?
Yes, because he was called up in 1939, weren't you?
20.
It would be about 1940, wasn't it?
Before the war, was 1939.
Yeah,
It would be about 40. I was in 5 years.
In Birmingham,
As I've just said.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the shipyard 5 years. I was in from then until he was demobbed. Whenever the dad was demobbed, I came out.
And when was that? When did you finish in the yards? Was that after the end of the war?
After the end of the war.
September. But first CNC, first out.
Were you in the sawmill all the time?
I was in the sawmill all the time. Yes. We have to saw the wood, the stainless, we did men's work.
Yes.
You see? Mm-hmm. And the big tree trunks used to come in, and we used to have to
cross cut.
Mm-hmm. Good heavens.
With the big saws. And then we used to get the crane used to put 5 long planks down, and we used to have to cut them into 3. Well, they were in hatches. They were for the hatches for the ship.
But
we worked the same as the men. Mm. You know, even in the winter, we've scraped the ice off the planks. We used to pull the template off the saws. The men used to put the saw through. And we used to pull the template off, and stack that. And Sad afternoons, we used to do overtime, and we used to clean the ambulance room out, wash the ambulance room out, that was extra overtime. But we were only there a few weeks when there started other women on the boat, sweeping up on the boat. And then we had a sister, she worked there. She was in the plater shed. And then there was the joiner shop. And then they started getting the women in the engineering. But some pretty hard times.
Where were the sawmills? Were they outside the yard itself?
They were actually inside the yard. We used to all meet in the, where we had a supervisor, Miss Furry. She lived in the Cox Green Golf Links.
That's where she
was our supervisor, and we had a room where we used to meet every morning, and then started up at 7.
If you were one of the first to start, you would be working with a lot of the men at first, were you?
Oh yes.
And how did you find that?
Just natural. The men using any bad talk when the women were around. It wasn't very clean when I told them I was working in the shipyard.
Why was that? Did you think there was no sort of place room?
I've worked in one of my life and I know what they are. I can tell you this, though, when we were called up, the loads of men went in. As soon as the one or other come out.
Right.
Of course, that was. It wasn't good. Not for a woman.
No.
But, oh, it's a tr-
Yeah. Did you feel as if you had to prove yourself that you could do a job as good as a man?
Yeah, of course, yeah. You know, you say, well, if they can do it, I can do it. You know. And, these were some hard times.
Yeah. Did you think the other blokes, though, were watching you to see if you did the job properly?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. They used to... Well, some of the men used to learn us. Pulling the template off the saw, for one thing.
Uh-huh.
You see, that would be a... They'd have a problem away to pull in there, because they're great big long lengths of template, back on their ships.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have a certain way of holding it. Otherwise, the saw would cut it across.
Did you have any sort of formal training, or was it just on the job?
No training. We just went and reported to our foreman was Mr. Charlie Wright.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead now, put it forward. So we had to report to him and just told us what we had to do. They learned us how to cross cut, of course, see, because cross cutting was still
How did you feel about sort of like your first day going down the yards? Were you worried about it?
Oh, yes. You know, I mean, going amongst on the men, and when the men seen us walking down the bank with them, you know, then. Of course, we had overalls on and like mop caps, forgot, and we used to have to wear boys' shoes.
There was no safety shoes then, was there not?
No, you had to buy the boys' boots. You used to buy the boys' boots.
And you had to buy all your own overalls.
Oh, yes.
Did you wear trousers in those days?
Boiler suits.
Boiler suits.
When we worked in the blacksmith shop. Oh, they were in every department, really, at the finish.
Yeah.
You know.
How did you find the conditions down the yards? Did you, find
very bad? Yeah. We used to have to walk through clots and all sorts.
Ah, there was no proper roads then in the yards.
No. Yeah. I was there when the rioting ones visited. I don't know, there's a queen and what, I'm not sure, but I know I was there.
Yeah.
Standing at each side of the world you went
past. Did you feel a pride in the job that you were doing?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I enjoyed being there. You know, it was hard work. And, when I was finished the shipyard, I had to come home. I had two children.
Yes.
I had to wash on a night.
Yeah.
Kids'
own
fires
burning,
just the same.
That's right. Yeah. And who sort of looked after the kids during the day?
Well, they were school.
Ah, yeah. Because quite a lot of ladies I've talked to, their children were fairly young and it tended to be like their mothers that were.
I was at school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what happened between school? Because you would be a bit later, wouldn't you?
Used to get the dinners. In school, you see. And then, of course, when I got home, well, Irene had the table set on whatever was going to be, you know. I was just telling them on Sunday, I said, bye. I said, turn them off. I said, I'd give them the bacon and I've eaten the rinds.
Aye.
I have, honestly. Yeah. I did, honestly, going from the shipyard. And they had the bacon and I had the rinds.
How did you manage for things like, during the war, I've heard stories about when, for instance, a fruiterer's got oranges in, you had to go and run and queue for them.
We used to do that now, do you know what?
Did you?
Yes, we used to go into Little Road, up High Road, and sometimes the daughter, she was born in 1934, she was
late when I was called up, too late.
They were getting up a little bit by you went. There weren't babies, they weren't old enough to let themselves in and that sort of thing, yes.
No, no.
tell me you're free.
I wouldn't have left them if the dad being in the war.
Yeah.
It was a big responsibility.
That's right. So it can't have been very restful if you didn't have a dinner hour because you were chasing after food, and then when you came in.
We didn't have much dinner, you know. We didn't have much time for this because we were only in there
an hour,
you know, from 12 to 1. We had to try and get up the gate first before the men. we had to go out the yard with the men. You know, we had to.
You didn't get any privileges, did you?
Just sometimes all you fancy was on the gate and they would let you sail away through this way before the crush.
Yeah.
And then you'd sometimes be on your way to get the bus when the crowd would come after you, or you had to run as hard as them.
That's right.
Because there were only three havens on the bus then.
And there was a crowd in those days, wasn't there, coming up from the yard?
Oh, a crowd.
Yes, yes.
Even in peacetime, it was a crowd.
Yeah.
I had a photograph taken where I was coming up the bank.
Yeah.
But Dad searched this house.
I cannot find that bank right now.
No, it's long since gone.
It's a modern yard now, it was
The women had a separate canteen, though, didn't they, at Oxford? I've been told by somebody. I don't know.
The canteen, what they mean, was our restroom.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Yes, that was our restroom. But when workers' playtime was on in the big canteen, we used to go up there.
Yeah, that'll be right, because they were saying that if you want to take your meals into your room, you had to go into the main canteen, get them, and then take them into
it. That's right, yes.
Yeah. What about breaks? Did you get any other breaks during the
day? Yes, well, they would break on the morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to work overtime,
you know.
Well, you have to work overtime, but
you
get a bit extra money.
Yeah, right. But was the overtime compulsory? Did you have to work?
No, it wasn't compulsory. Just to say, do you want to work tonight?
The only ones who's on the boat, not on the sidewalk.
How did other people react when, you know, you sort of would come home and tell people, oh, I'm a shipbuilder, you know, sort of.
Oh, this thing was great. I've done some jobs. I've done all sorts of jobs, me.
Yeah.
I've worked in.
Was it a good atmosphere between you?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're all happy crowd.
What's
that about me in the shipyard? The shipwrights there were. We worked the shipwrights. I was there when there was a lunch and there was a man killed.
Oh, I'd say, what happened then?
Well, in the staging, it gave
just
away.
Gave away. But, you know, apart from that time, which was obviously a bit sad, what did you used to feel like when you saw a ship launched that you'd help build?
It used to be great.
Yeah.
It used to be, you know, because we used to stand on the, where the sawmill was, I should say. You had a good view of the ships, you know, it used to be great.
Yeah.
Have you interviewed any more from Docksmiths, have you?
Quite a few.
So working in the shipyard, she was with them.
Yeah. She said you really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, great, isn't it? Uh-huh. I wonder if she didn't mention me. She might be known for
her. She was trying to think of people who she'd work with, and yes, she knows a few, yes, but when he sees them now and again.
She's worked me well.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Did you ever sort of meet after work? You know, the lasses who worked down the yards, did you ever meet outside work?
No. Well, I didn't. I don't know what the others did, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. They go first. Yes. You know, I mean, areas
and one thing another, you couldn't.
What happened
when you had a raid at work? You know, during the day? Oh, just that
they
get
out
and come
around
and just take your chance. Yeah.
Was there any shelters in the yards at all?
No,
I'm talking about the shelters.
I know, but the one of them came over that time. The shelters, I think, any. Was allowed to work on the ship.
Hmm.
Couldn't they?
Hmm.
But there was a man. I think it was a man wounded down there. Don't know what.
Yeah. I know the machine gun blokes on the deck of lanes at one point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, can you remember if you were in the union at all when you worked in?
Just the, I thought I had my union card, when I thought I found my union card the other day, but when I looked it was from when I was working on the school dinners, I was on the school dinner 9 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, I said, oh, I found the stamp card. Then when I looked at the date, I said, oh, it's not, it's from when I was on the school dinners, because it was 9 years on there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I think we only paid a small stamp, because we didn't get anything when we finished.
That's right.
Available for work.
Yeah.
Are you going to
stamp card? Isn't this from the school dinners? When I worked on the school dinners that morning. Where I had my last pay packet, I had the photos in me and everything.
Yeah.
You say, switch off.
Oh, this is it.
Experience.
Mm. Oh, that's what we want. Like it. Was there any bother when you were down there were like the rats? Were you frightened of them?
Oh,
or?
I never used to see any.
You never saw any in the school.
Mice, plenty of mice.
Plenty of mice. Did they bother you?
No.
Yeah. Was there ever any sort of practical jokes played on you by the blokes down there or anything like that?
No, I don't think I can remember that. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We used to walk, the starboard was like the far end of the shipyard, and we used to walk right through the shipyard to them to go to the restroom.
Was right at the top of the end of the yard.
Aye.
It put the pallion end. I don't know if anything about pallion there.
Yeah.
Aye.
I mean, was it the pallion end?
Yes.
Well, that's how it
was.
Before you come down with
it. Aye. So to get out, you had to go all the way through the yard, did you?
Oh,
up to the top of the bunk.
Yes.
So you'd be the last away, were you?
Exactly. Aye. Because we got out the engineer's gate.
Ah,
yeah. But it was the guy we had to clock in. Clock in and clock out.
Yeah.
So we had to go into the right there.
Yeah. Did you clock in and clock out the same place that the blokes did?
No, it's not the same place as the men.
No.
No, in this, our restroom.
Uh-huh.
Clock in there.
Ah, I see. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Because it was like a big room was built for it, and we've got a supervisor. And
what did the supervisor do? Sort of supervise you at work, or was this more...
Oh no, that was just my duties, like, yes, keep to see that none of them was in trouble or anything like that.
More sort of your welfare while you
more
were at work,
less,
was
yes,
it? You know, looking
right,
after
yes,
your sort of
yes,
welfare while you were at work.
Things that you got in right and things like that.
What about the foreman? How did they treat the...
Oh,
yeah.
He was all right. Mr. Wright was the foreman, and he had two brothers work there as well.
Uh-huh. Had you had anybody else in the family who sort of worked in the yards before you went there?
Just
Well, my dad worked in the
My sister in Canada,
she worked in the theatres.
Ah, yeah. And this was all in Doctors.
She worked with Mrs. Cunnaboy.
Ah,
aye. Yes, she worked for Owen and my sister.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm. And did she go after, start after you then?
Oh, yes. Yes, she was. Yes, there was me, myself and Mrs. Thompson, the first two women to walk down to Oxford.
Must have been a frightening experience, really.
Yes, yes.
Well, it was a job, and that was it.
That's right.
You see, it was a job.
Yeah, yeah.
But, to me, what a shipyard.
Officer said, what's the matter? I said, what's the matter? Let me walk. She said, can't let you walk. I said, well, he thought. She said, what's the trouble? I said, well, in the shipyard. What's the play? I said, what's it, mate? Believe me, I says, I'm working all the lab. I says, I don't know what they are. Let me warm you, sir, can it?
So your mother wasn't too pleased either.
Oh, no.
She said to me one day, I didn't know that wife lived you here. I said, I didn't know she worked for you. Never mind, I'm going.
I went to work for the same man that
was
a shipwright when I worked there, and then came the foreman. But some of the lads, the shipwrights that worked there when I was in the sawmill, they still recognise us.
That's fabulous. Yes.
And ask him who I am. Hello, Margaret. Bye. You know, she isn't that much. I'm 73 now.
Yeah, I was talking to a bloke who was an apprentice down the yards during the war, and he was saying it was like funny if you bumped into one of the lasses you were working with outside the yard, because very often, you know, a lass would pass you and say, hello, or how are you getting on? And he said, you wouldn't recognise her, is there?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, there's a few recognising her. A few still speaks about it.
What about the other women that worked down there? Were they all local women, were they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so there was nobody, like, directed in from another part of the country,
No, there were all Sunderland girls. Yeah. All Sunderland women.
Uh-huh.
Callie and Forestier, Pennywell, and all of them. I was years ago from Clayton's Farm.